This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization says Europe again has recorded a new high in the weekly number of coronavirus cases. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
The figure, 927,000, supports the WHO view that the region has continued to show a rapid increase in cases and deaths, noting the continent saw a 25% spike in cases last week and was responsible for 38% of all new cases reported worldwide. The UN Health Agency also says France, Britain, Russia, the Czech Republic and Italy are responsible for more than half of the new COVID-19 cases in the region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said Wednesday the biggest sticking point in a coronavirus relief negotiations remains funding for state and local governments, but added progress has been made toward a deal. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the White House and the Democratic majority U.S. House of Representatives, quote, are serious about finding a compromise, end quote, on a second massive round of coronavirus aid. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro said Wednesday his government will not buy China's Sinovac vaccine against COVID-19, just one day after the health minister said it would be included in the nation's immunization program. Bolsonaro said on social media, quote, for sure, we will not buy the Chinese vaccine, end quote, responding to a supporter who urged him not to buy it. A day after wearing a face mask for the first time during a liturgical service, Pope Francis was back to his maskless ways Wednesday, despite surging coronavirus infections across Europe and growing criticism of his behavior and the example it sets. Francis shunned a face mask again during his Wednesday general audience in the Vatican Auditorium. He shook hands and leaned in to chat privately with bishops. This is VOA News. Unidentified gunmen took up to 20 people hostage in Georgia Wednesday in a branch of the Commercial Bank of Georgia in the town of Zugdidi, a TV channel reports police saying. They say negotiations were underway and the gunmen were demanding $500,000. One hostage, a pregnant woman, was released, said police, who blocked the area around the bank in the town center. An anti-terrorist public prosecutor told a news conference the Chechen teenager who beheaded a French teacher for showing a caricature of the Prophet Muhammad in class had paid students to identify the teacher in front of the school. The prosecutor confirmed contact had been established between the teen suspect and an angry parent at the school northwest of Paris, who called on social media for the teacher to be fired. The governor of Nigeria's Lagos state tweeted Wednesday one person has died after an incident Tuesday night in which soldiers have been accused of shooting a group of anti-police brutality protesters. The governor wrote the person died at the hospital, quote, due to blunt force trauma to the head, end quote, but said it was an isolated case. The governor tweeted initially that 30 people were injured in the shooting. The human rights group Amnesty International issued a statement on Twitter saying there was, quote, credible but disturbing evidence of fatalities from the shooting. Wednesday, Russia said it hoped to resolve its differences with the United States on extending a key nuclear arms control treaty amid signs the gap between the two sides is growing. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said work on extending the New START treaty was continuing at the level of experts. The U.S. president stays on the campaign trail while his opponent preps for the final debate tomorrow. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
President Donald Trump campaigned in Erie, Pennsylvania Tuesday, where he told boisterous supporters a Joe Biden presidency would endanger energy jobs.
Joe Biden has repeatedly pledged to ban fracking, right? You've all heard it. Have you heard it?
In a virtual event from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris was touting the campaign's big tent.
Democrats, of course, but also Republicans and independents. And people of every race and every background.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden remained home in Delaware with no public appearances scheduled before Thursday night's final debate in Nashville. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Paraguayan police said Tuesday they had seized a record 2.3 tons of cocaine at a private port near Asuncion with a market value of around $500 million hidden in a charcoal shipment destined for Israel. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.